You know, we may not have power to make ourselves happy or bring happiness to ourselves. You know, so many books have been written about how to be happy. It looked like it's really hard. Even when we have so much money or possession and position, we heard a lot of stories about those people. Most of them, they're not happy. That shows me that we are really weak, meaning we do not have power to make ourselves happy at all, in most cases. However, what I'm realizing, we do have power to make other people happy, not to please them or to be a people pleaser, but to make someone so happy. Okay, example. We don't have just say finances to, and we're struggling to perhaps to purchase something big for ourselves or to even pay our house payment, right? But just imagine you're in your car or you're walking and there is a homeless or there is a needy person that they need food and they are so desperate, they are so powerless. And you give them food, or you know a friend, they are struggling, you write them a small checks. Of course, by the guidance of Holy Spirit. You could not make yourself happy, but you could bring happiness to others. That shows me, in most cases, I cannot usher happiness to myself, but I could open the door for happiness to touch other people. When I do that, that happiness turns around and touches me and makes me happy. Meaning, when I sow happiness in other people, I reap 100 times more happiness into myself. Again, that shows me that happiness, like anything any other thing in this world, has to be sown. You sow, you reap. You plant flower, then you reap flower. You plant garden, you plant crops, you plant things, and it comes back and gives you more. Then I cannot try to plant happiness in myself. It looks like I have to plant happiness in others. Again, I'm not talking about being people pleaser. I'm talking about stop thinking to make ourselves happy and bring and usher happiness to others and even sow happiness into the lives of others. That's just something to ponder.